Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
That you think that you know, but you remember none of it and don't see anything that I'd written for the show. So it was just a waffle for an hour to some faces that looked very confused and I looked confused. And then I thought straight after that, I need a pint. And I had a pint and ended up the Loft Bartow. I did get the last bus though, so I'm very pleased with myself.
And you're going to be on and off buses the whole month?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it was just a question. I feel as though we're already plumbing the depths. It's funny what you say about writing a show and waffling. That's why I would never bother writing one. I would just waffle.
But did you have, because you didn't do a show yesterday. This is your very first show today.
Yes, this is my very first show. And if there's any more of our producer shit, it will be my last.
Oh, has he upset you already?
We are not speaking, let me tell you. No, it's not a COVID creep.
COVID. I haven't even mentioned COVID. No. Don't get me started.
No. So, and you won't for the month.
Won't I?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll see how that goes.
That's very good.
Well, if you don't annoy me, then that'll be fine. If you don't annoy me.
I don't annoy you. No, I support you. I help you. Mm-hmm. And you need the help. You do. You just need gentle guidance.
Yes,
it's not that
indeed.
You're a bad person. You're misguided.
Yes. I'm misled, I think is what happened. Do you know
No. Can I interrupt? You have no willpower.
No.
You do have an alcohol dependency. So it's nothing really to do with being misled. These are choices you make yourself. You're a dirty whore.
Can't believe the accusation so early on in the day.
It's not an accusation, it's a fact.
Can I just point something out, though?
Oh, please
how
do.
How very sensible I am being this fringe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear the same clothes the entire time. And I've taken shares in Febreze. But I'm going to wear these, which I know there's a sort of thing about people wearing the lanyards around their necks all the time that people look at them and go, you're an absolute wanker. Yeah. However, there is method in my madness because it's got all my venue passes so I can get into the venues. It's got my Loft Bar pass so I can get into the Loft. And it's got my bus pass. So I have nailed it. I can get lost anywhere and still get home.
Do you know that my mother is looking things similar in which to hang a mobile phone around herself because she can never find it. And she's 82. Going back to what you're wearing, which lovely, by the way.
Thank you. My £19 shoes from Tesco.
Can you show those to the audience? Now, I think the homos from Glasgow will agree. Balenciaga knockoffs.
What did you say they were called?
Balenciaga. It's a couture house in Paris. Nothing you need trouble yourself with, largely because nothing's secondhand or stolen. And Kim Kardashian wears their clothes. And I don't think she's big in Tesco's. But those trainers would cost you like £800 on MrPorter.com.
Very nice. They've got a bit of glitter in them.
And look at you. A salute to the gaze from the ground up.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. How are you? Now, are you washing the outfit?
I'm going to rinse it through of an evening.
Rinse it through. Mm-hmm. You could do what Madonna did when she was on the Sticky and Sweet tour, mm-hmm. which is spray it with vodka.
Oh,
yes.
But I smell a vodka anyway.
A cheap vodka, like a Glen's vodka.
Okay. Or the what was the nasty fragrance that Nathan brought us back from wherever you were? Our producer very kindly brought us back aftershave and perfume, but mine does smell like I've been out all night.
I can't believe that all these months you're still being so ungrateful about a gift, because you basically said that it was horrible, it was cheap, and you would never wear it.
Mm-hmm.
What was
no,
it?
I have.
Gucci Rush.
Gucci Rush.
It was a fake one from Turkey.
Yeah.
Was it Turkey? Yes. I thought he was going away for teeth and a hair transplant, but no. It was actually genuinely a holiday. Yeah. I got a Tom Ford thing.
Yes.
I gave to a friend who doesn't have a sense of smell, won't name her, Marion Pashley.
Oh.
And do you know what she said? She went, oh, Bruce. And I went, oh, what's wrong? She went, I can't put that in my case. I went, why? She went, well, all the wine.
With all the wine?
All the wine, because apparently on Lumo, they now wear your bags.
No.
Apparently so.
Lumo, the cattle truck from Edinburgh to London.
Yes.
Via Morpeth.
Via Morpeth. The home of the STI.
Yes.
You have a timeshare there, don't you?
I've not got that bad yet.
No. And are you planning to share yourself with people this month?
Well, if the opportunity arises, I shan't say no.
Okay, that's fine. So, we'll do a straw poll.
Yeah, we could keep up a chart up on the wall.
Archbach Max Frei, or whatever the German Nazi thing was.
But it won't all be about me and my behaviour.
No, it won't actually. Mm. And it certainly won't be about me and mine, because I will be going back.
Are you going to behave?
Yeah,
I am.
I have no option. I'm too fat otherwise.
What?
I'm too fat to have fun.
Right, okay.
So I'll be staying in until I'm an appropriate weight when I can enjoy myself.
Well, if you're drunk enough, you won't notice how overweight you are.
What? What did you say?
I said, if you're drunk enough, you won't recognise or realise how overweight you are.
But I'll know deep within myself.
All right, okay.
You know, I'm not a fool. I don't lie to myself, because that is today's theme, isn't it? That was seamless. Why I'm not on reporting Scotland, I don't know.
I'll tell you why it was seamless, because I forgot we had a question of the day.
Yes. So for anyone that's interested, and do come back, because we have different people. I do the research and she turns up. So it's a great team.
I think it makes it more real and ready, if you see what I mean. If I know
absolutely
nothing. Which is a really
great excuse for saying I'm a lazy biatch.
Yeah.
Why should I bother?
Yeah. I'm busy.
You're very busy. Mm-hmm. You're very busy. How are you enjoying the new surroundings?
Well, it's quite echoey, so I don't know how this will sound on the podcast, but we were in that weird crate freight trailer thing in Glasgow.
In the kibbutz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that sounded all right. So I think it'll actually sound quite nice.
Yes, I think it'll be very atmospheric.
Will we try and get some guests on so we can find out?
Well, would you like to?
I would.
I forgot that we had to have guests, which it's a wee bit of an inconvenience, isn't it? But
just getting in the way of our blethers.
Yes, well, that's the thing. So we do have guests from every corner of the fringe, don't we? We have the spoken word, whatever that is. People without jokes. A lot of them are in this venue, not naming names. I'm trying to think. Have we got anybody doing mime dance? Anything
no,
physical?
I hope not. If we have, I'm not turning up.
No.
That day.
If we have anyone booked for poetry, that's pish. I'm having nothing to do with that. I mean, how easy is it to say thank you at the end of everything and expect a round of applause? Do one, you lazy buggers.
Get a guitar and I'll get you applause.
Do you know something? I will give you a laugh. I got in touch with, and I'm going to mention COVID. I got in touch with Ian McKellen's PR, and I said, Ian would love us. Why doesn't he come on? Oh, well, Ian's 900 years old and COVID numbers are going up, so we're keeping him in the house. And I said, but what was the point of bringing him here?
Yeah. Well,
God, he's not
performing.
Dead.
Is he performing? He's performing in Stockbridge.
He's performing with someone like, I don't know, 3/3 his age, who's a ballerina. I can see why he's not wanting to leave the house if he's sharing.
So how's
he will be
get
lusting
on?
After that poor ballerina. Actually, I'm going to phone the police and get that thing shut down.
Are they going to put him in some kind of bubble and put him on stage in a hazmat suit?
I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can get him here.
Why not just buy a big Femidom and pop it over him?
Yes.
And he can wander around like Wisbit or
They've
a ghost.
They've got three sanitary tiles in the toilet here.
They've got what, sorry?
Three sanitary tiles in the
Thank
toilet
Thank God
here.
For Monica Lennon from Scottish Labour for bringing that in. Because I know I'm a very heavy flow myself and I don't always have the money for a wee pad.
Those days of that boat has sailed.
So they've got three sanitary tiles, but they can't tell you where the box office is.
Yes.
That's bizarre, isn't it? Asked a question, honestly, you would have thought I'd killed a cat. I don't know. Get out. But are you on? You look as though you've got a wee visitor. Come through here. Outrageous behaviour. But can I just say a huge round of applause for lovely Ailey that got me a coffee and a water.
Did.
Can I have a round of applause?
Beautiful, wonderful.
Because I was appalled. That there wasn't a Simply Food.
And they'll get to know you over the course of the month, darling, won't they?
Until they will. Shall we get to know someone?
Right, we've got somebody coming in the door. We'll allow them in. Do you come in?
It's not like you're interrupting. Come on.
No, come away in.
Are you staff as well? Right, well, no chatting. All right, this is a real fucking show.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
No swearing.
No swearing either, for goodness. Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. Right. Shall we get our first guest on?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Are you? Would you like to introduce them?
Yes, I would like to introduce them.
Now, I know one of them very well.
I know one of them very well.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same one?
I think it is. Is it the Ruth one?
Is it the lady?
It's the Ruth one.
I don't know what the pronouns are. By the way, I can't be bothered going through a month of that cake. I have been accused, misgendering, pronouncing, not pronouncing.
You've been accused of being homophobic.
Which is ironic, yes. Scotland's only homophobic homo, yes. Take that, you dirty. Yes.
Oh.
Right, okay, can we have our first guest? Can we have Ruth and Justin from Showstoppers? Hello.
Oh, you get all the light.
Yes, of course.
You get all the light.
Hello. Oh.
Straight in for a hug there.
We waited for the talent. Very predatory.
Now, you two will have to share a microphone.
I do apologise.
But then you're used to sharing, aren't you?
Very much.
Oh, gosh.
More staff leaving the sinking ship. Right, okay. Hi, Rude. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Are you excited to be back in Edinburgh?
I actually am.
Are you?
Yeah.
You don't sound confident.
I know. But do you know what? I was laughing about that this morning because we were watching the Commonwealth Games and this woman was like, yeah, I know.
Ooh.
And she was a sports person and they said, "Is it nice being here?" And she went, "I'm so excited to be here." And we were like, "Oh, what? Why didn't you tell your face?" But I obviously haven't told my face either. I am genuinely excited to be back.
Are you genuinely excited the Commonwealth Games is on?
No.
No.
But I did watch, have you watched the basketball that's just three people?
Nope.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's brilliant because it's really quick.
Ah.
It's literally like 2 minutes and it's done.
And what's the point of it?
I think getting balls into holes.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh.
And again, the homos are brought back in. There you go. No. I'm catching up on Real Housewives. I'm a season behind, so I've no time for the Commonwealth Games. There's so much sport on, though. It's very depressing, isn't it? Have either of you thought about self-harm?
No. Justin's thinking about it now.
I'm thinking, I am, actually. I just started thinking about it.
I don't know, but we did watch the
bowl. Oh, we have a keen bowler in.
It was really good.
Do you know something? My brother, who's not here today, he's in his bed unwell. Bowls have changed his life.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. He's a member of a bowling club. He loves it. Orange Whitley Neil Gin. He's away from his wife. She's a wee bit demanding. And he's able to have a social thing and does tournaments and cheap drink in a bowling club.
A friend of mine's grandfather recently died while playing bowls.
Well, that's a nice story.
Yes, it is. It's very cheery for a morning. And then everybody was saying, oh, well, at least he died doing what he loved. And then my friend said, I think he would have preferred a couple of hookers. So it would have been nice, wouldn't it?
And where did this person die? Where was the bowling club, just to tell my brother not to go there in case he catches the death?
Oh, I think it was somewhere near Pennycook.
Oh, no one's going there, love.
No.
I think death would be welcome release from that borough.
It's absolutely a hellhole. Oh, I want to know more all about the show. So you weren't here last year.
No. We didn't come back last year. We've had 2 years off.
So does it feel weird then coming back?
It does, because it's the same, but it's different.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, that makes sense.
You know when you walk down the street and you go, oh, there's that lovely, oh, that's not there anymore. Oh, that's not there. You know? But it is nice to be back. But it is weird, isn't it?
It is weird. Yeah, I thought I'd be more excited, and I kind of arrived and went, "Oh, here we are again."
Mm.
It does have that feeling. But I think as the last couple of days have gone on, I kind of got into it and going, "Oh, yeah, okay, this old thing."
There is a familiarity about time. When I went on stage yesterday, it was like, "Oh, I was here the day before." It felt like no time had passed, actually.
Yeah, there's sort of a comfort as well. Also, because we're performing in the same venue. And so we get back in there and it's like, oh, yeah, okay. It sort of feels like home at some level.
Although it feels smaller. Like we're in the...
It's because we're older, so we're bigger.
Yeah, we are older and bigger. But like we went into the dressing rooms, a corridor, obviously. Mm-hmm. But for some reason this year, it was like, why is it so small in here? Oh, God. And there are just ladders everywhere. And
maybe we've just put on weight. Maybe that's what it is over COVID.
I mean, you know, I have been locked down by myself for 2 years with cake.
Oh, you both look absolutely massive, for Christ's sake, not. Oh, hi, we're fat. Honestly, it's funny you mentioned corridors being your dressing rooms because a lot of corridors are in our hospitals. Oh, yeah. Just throwing in some politics there, purely for sport.
Well, we have a kitchen as a green room, so that's
all we do that leads on to the reception area where you won't get an answer about any bloody question. They just spit sanitizer at you. Go away. I hate you.
The box office staff are going to get it.
We're in the Pleasance Grand.
Oh, the Pleasance Grand. Yes. Nice.
That is very...
Oh, get them.
That's very made it kind of, isn't it? That's
It's quite... So when we started... This is our 13th Fringe as showstopper.
Wow.
Unlucky for some?
Yeah, but really lucky for us.
God.
And we started in one of those little porter cabins. You know, those little 70-seater porter cabins that aren't even there anymore in the what's now the Assembly Gardens. And then we sort of worked our way up and now we're in the crazy 700 and something. You know, it just takes...
Just let me look out into this.
I know.
Well, and do you know the laugh is? We're partitioned.
But I think it's important to remind people of their roots. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Ruth and I go back a long way to remember the disastrous thing that we did together where you put 15 women on stage together and we all fell out spectacularly.
It was
horrific.
It was like explosive within like, it started off really nicely.
Yeah.
And then within like 2 days, it just kind of imploded in this and I really felt like because I kind of got stuck in the middle of it going I don't know, but then the weirdest thing was I just said, well, because two people quit and someone got fired and
what was the gig?
It was called the good sisters
the irony because we were not good to each other at all.
And so I said I didn't have the time to re-rehearse it because I was doing three other shows or something. So I just went, I think I'm just not going to, I can't give it the time it needs if we need to get new people in. And then the next day, my agent rang me and he went, what the fuck have you done? I went, what? Because my picture was on the front page of Chortle.
No.
Comic leave show. I just went, but I was the one who was trying not to leave.
I don't even remember that. It was a shit
and then
show.
The sun got hold.
Oh
not
my
with me,
God!
Thank God, but
sorry. Can I just ask what happened?
I genuinely can't remember.
I genuinely don't know.
It was really at the beginning of the Free Fringe. Mm-hmm. So the Free Fringe had just started, and we were in this venue where while we were doing this play, they used to empty the
bottle bins.
Doing the play. And so there was one day we were sitting there and there was this grang, 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 grang. And then something happened with the lead actress and the director.
Justin, your t-shirt with a bear, is that from Marks and Spencer's?
Yeah, sure.
I thought so. There we go. Yep, that's good. Is it a pyjama top?
It looks like one, doesn't it?
I think it is.
I've gone sort of sloppy casual today.
I think that's very... Have you ever been involved in a production where Fran Healy ruined it for you?
I haven't. Not yet, but
not yet, but soon. So if she's still alive, someone Google. So how did you get involved in Showstoppers?
I was... you did, actually. So I was doing a show... I was doing a show in the West End, and Ruth was... dating the bass player at the time, lovely Jess.
Ooh, strike a light.
Slap bass, you know, like...
This isn't therapy.
Right, Slap Ruth, he was playing at the time. And, oi!
Where did it all go wrong?
And
we're trying to talk to Justin about his career, Jojo.
We'll have a gossip off stage.
Yes.
And then basically, it's a really boring story. Ruth said, we're looking for people. Come and be in it. And I knew Ruth off of comedy anyway, from stand-up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up being in the show.
And do you enjoy the touring aspect?
It's all right. Mm. I mean, I think we're all of them like really putting up my back in Edinburgh.
Oh, I don't go out the house. You're lucky I'm here, honestly. No, I really can't be arsed. She goes away every weekend. I would just cry.
I travel all the time, but I love it.
Yeah, I know. But then...
I just did a tour where we were like, you know, one city and then next day a different city.
That's a tour. Yes.
Yeah.
That is how tours work, Ruth.
For those of you who don't know what tour
is. Wow.
Well, because with Showstopper, we tend to do a date and then we all go home and then 3 days later we're doing it.
So you're always going home. You're not going, yeah. Right.
And
yes. That's the thing.
Dog.
I've got a little dog. Yeah, exactly. You do.
You've made a commitment.
Of course I've made a commitment. I'm no fool. I'm a number one dog mother. It's funny actually talking about people that think they're on tour. I remember being in a comedy club that I won't name, the Glee in Glasgow, and I was speaking to the audience and I said, oh, where are you from? They went, oh, we're on tour. And I went, really? Where are you from? Was the question. And they said, Australia, we're on tour. I said, no, Kylie Minogue is on tour. You're on a holiday. And don't speak for the rest of the show because I don't like you. So, no, I couldn't be bothered going away every week. Could you imagine having to speak to people first thing in the morning?
Oh, it's very
hard. Oh, it's difficult, particularly when you despise them.
Do you all stay together in the same flat when you're performing, or is that too much to perform and live together for a month?
Okay. There's a squad of us. So,
because okay. What's the cast? Is it about 20 people?
All together, yeah. There's about 20 of us.
Like six in a show, the band of three, and then we have. In total, it's 10 on stage at any one time.
So we're in. We're split up. So you get.
This seems to be a theme for you, Ruth, splitting up with people. I don't understand. I've always thought you were attractive and pleasant.
Yeah, I'm a terrible cunt.
I'm glad we got the first one out of the way and it was neither of us.
No, absolutely beautiful. You are 100%.
So we're in sort of different houses. So there's never more. So there was a point because it was so difficult to get accommodation this year. Our producer was like, do you think 10 of you could live in a house together? And I went, no. Not if you want the show to continue.
Yeah.
We worked it out. If we'd had the foresight and the money to buy a massive house 10, 11 years ago, we would have paid it off and bought another house by now. And the amount that it costs to house everyone each year for the last decade.
That is genuinely how Tom Stead came to live in Edinburgh, is because he looked at the price of a flat for a month and a 6 month let, and it was cheaper to take it for 6 months than it was for a month. So he took it for 6 months and never left.
And where's he living now? Wishaw.
Oh, yes. So I know. Overtime. Yeah. I mean, he's gone down in our estimations with his living conditions.
Before we are done with you, we want to ask you a question because this is Be Honest. Do you lie?
Oh.
With clearly, because you're playing for time. This is like speaking to my mother. So you do lie?
Sometimes.
Yeah, and do you think it's okay to lie? I think sometimes it's necessary to lie just to appease someone without offending them. Justin?
Do you know what? I'm going to have a kid in December, and so I'm grappling with why.
Dog.
A man and a woman love each other very much, and they want to get married.
Did she open her flower?
Very close to the woman. Okay. And he plants a seed in her belly.
Right.
So this is
in her belly? Is that how you do it now?
Right,
inside rather than on the outside, because it doesn't work that way.
I've been grappling with the moral quandary as, do I lie to this impending child?
Yes.
So I tend not to. But I don't know if that's going to be something.
So basically, you're not a liar in the main. However, you might, if necessary.
I might lie to a child.
Yeah. Well, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. Well,
I wish you'd lie to me sometimes.
Why?
Because
you deserve the truth. You've brought a lot of this on yourself. You are an amalgamation of your own decisions. Just pipe down, bitch. Now, where are you lovely people on?
We're on at the Pleasance Grand every night at 9:30 p.m.
And do you have a day off?
I think we might have one, but I'm doing another show.
Is that a lie?
No, that's true. So I'm doing Starship Improvise as well at 3 p.m. In the Dome, the King Dome. And so the one day we have off Showstopper, we don't have a day off. So I don't have a day off in the whole month. But I think Showstopper 60. It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. It'll be the 17th. Because the Monday's the 15th.
There we go.
Because that's when most people have a day off.
That's our day off.
Mm.
Yeah. The global deal, what, from global warming. The whole day off, get the fire on, get in the plane.
The sheep's deal.
Don't tell Greta. That kind of thing. Can we have a round of applause for our lovely showstoppers cast?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. There we go. We'll pop you off. Lovely. I'll see you later.
We'll see you around town, honey.
See you later. Mwah. Now, are you going to introduce our next guest?
Am I going to introduce? What do you want to do? Are you doing something technical? Oh, he's taking a chair away.
Goodness, she's working for once.
Let's make Emmanuel, like, really.
Oh, my God.
Give him his own space.
This is like the Basic Instinct.
It's, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
let's hope he doesn't show his growler.
A little Sharon Stone.
Oh, I don't think you should. Lord knows what will fall out. Probably your car keys from Glastonbury. Can you introduce the next act?
I certainly can. I mean,
our next guest.
I did try to make sure he was not booked on our podcast. I've tried to avoid him at all costs, but somehow the little shit has managed to sneak on.
And he's anything but little.
Please, I know. The vision and the beast that is, not in that terms, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Just called him a beast, but in a good way. Please welcome onto the stage that it is, Emmanuel Sanofi.
Ah, hello.
How are you? Oh, it's the nearest I'll ever get to Dennis Rodman. Look at the size of you. You're like
look
a smeg fridge.
Look at the specimen that is Emmanuel.
Now, is this right?
No, there's a very simple thing to do. Buy clothes that don't fit.
Oh, I've tried that.
Everything I'm wearing belongs to my son. That is, none of this fits me. I'm horribly uncomfortable.
I have to say, these are the loosest fitting trousers I have ever seen you in.
These are my really baggy ones.
Yeah, they are. And normally Emmanuel is wearing what I can only describe as spray-on jeans. They're like spray-painted on.
Yeah, so, okay, well, that's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to me, Joe.
Yeah, no, you can do what you like. Emmanuel and I also have a relationship whereby I don't think we're ever nice to each other, are we?
No, I don't think we've ever been nice to each other. But the annoying thing is, I forget to tell people that we do this shit in public. So we're at Glastonbury. We're like a couple of weeks ago, and you forget that other people don't know your relationship. So we just sat there. She said she whispered something to me, and then as they walked past, I was like, "You're a horrible slag, and I fucking hate you." But these people walking past have got no idea about this. So the looks that I get, and then she plays in it and starts crying, and then I look like the asshole.
You should just buy a t-shirt with "It's true."
Yeah. I look like a vulnerable, frail old lady. Yeah. I go, oh my God.
Why would you talk to me that way?
That man was so mean to me.
Vulnerable. Absolute I mean, bitch. She's a junkie, for God's sake.
Proper crackhead.
So how long have you?
I can't say that. We might have to cut it out what I did to you. I sprinkled something in his pint, but anyway.
Yeah.
This is hellish. To let anyone who is unfamiliar with Joe's life trajectory, she's doing everything you did at secondary school running up to her 60th birthday. So she's wandering around with MDMA. Lord only knows what else. We've got ex-police in today. I hope you're arrested. So you're actually now spiking people's drinks. Could you imagine you'd be glad if someone sprinkled something in yours.
I would love it.
Exactly.
I don't know why.
Save you money.
She tries to get them to.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, because there's no vulnerability there, no one would encourage her.
Do you know that they keep saying that in the newspapers, the news, they're saying, the people are getting spiked left, right, and center.
Where?
There's an epidemic of people getting spiked. Wait, exactly. Where? So, I don't
know. CC Blooms.
The other thing that's very interesting about Manuel, who is, I suppose he's quite funny. You have never had a bad gig.
No.
And from another comic, that irks me. It really irritates me. And you know, I don't wish bad on people, but every time I see him go on stage, I'm just going, die, bastard. You just don't.
People are scared because you look semi-violent. So they just go with it.
I'm not sure at times, but even looking at now, like, you haven't moved in the front row for 3 minutes now.
In fairness, they were out at a wine tasting last night.
Oh, okay.
So they're maybe just a wee bit tired and they got some gin in a tin from the Lidl.
Oh.
So I think they're maybe just a bit subdued. But do you think that the fact that you are a very big...
I think it's a shock because I've never really come across another comic that looks like me on stage.
Okay.
And especially with my background. I used to be a bouncer.
No.
Right.
My God. Right. You know, you have librarian written all over you, girl. Where did you bounce?
All over London.
Right.
So I've now constantly just got that look on my face.
Okay.
So I walk on stage and people are taken back like, what the fuck? But then you could very quickly ease them and go, oh no, it's going to be okay.
Oh, do you do the gay reveal to put everyone at ease?
Sometimes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, just so
they know. Subterfuge.
Did you ever actually get physically violent with people when you're bouncing on doors? Are you allowed to administer
now,
some slaps?
I know the show is called Be Honest, but I'm never going to fucking say that, am I? Absolutely enough. Not. I use my Fair words, enough. My sharp wit, and hugs mostly.
Yeah, see, I think it's like take someone hugs. Down.
I didn't know if that was a question or a fantasy that she was playing out.
I hugged all the way down the stairs. just to hug them in their faces, just to hug them in their bodies. I'd hug them anywhere there was no cameras. It was brilliant.
How did you get into bouncing?
By accident.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally won a fight.
All right. Deliberately.
Yeah. No, I had no idea what was going on.
Right. Sorry, can we just go back? How did the fight come about?
I don't know. I accidentally won. I was really drunk.
Right, okay. So it wasn't like knuckle beer box?
No. I was stood by the bar trying to stand up.
All right. Were you a bit tipsy?
I was off my face. And some guy had got to fight behind me. Mm-hmm. And then he'd gone to run out and he tripped over my leg and knocked himself out of the bar.
Ooh.
Then the owner of the club just assumed that I did it and I didn't correct him.
All right.
Fucking idiot, take that. Don't get into trouble in our town. It was pathetic. But
and where was this?
This is in North London, in Enfield.
Nasty.
So then it was like, yeah, do you want to come and work? I was like, yeah, but thinking, no, not at all.
What were you doing beforehand other than getting off your face?
My training is actually musical theatre.
Clearly.
Obviously.
I mean, yeah, you reek of script.
He's a classical pianist as well.
I can play a bit of piano as well. I'm not a classical pianist, but you know, grade 8.
Yes, nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
I can play the recorder.
Goodness, and we'll move on. That was just a desperate attempt to fit in, really.
You are not one of us.
Have you thought about involving the piano in a show?
No, I never really... I've only done it a couple of times when we did Altitude.
Mm.
And just because it was on stage, I thought, oh, I'm going to play that. But I don't, I'm only really now starting to talk more about the musical theatre and how I got into that and how I got into door work.
Right, okay. Are you ashamed of your musical theatre background?
No, it's just trying to find the right jokes to get people to relate to what we're doing.
Right, okay.
I fucking adore musical theatre. I've gotten to like fist fights and arguments over musical theatre, which shouldn't be a thing.
Now, these two have as well, but for very different reasons.
Right.
They're stereotypical homos, so musicals are their life.
I'll tell you what happened. I was outside a pub, I'd had a drink, and I could overhear some people talking behind me, and there was a guy talking to his mate, and he said he'd just taken his daughter to see the new Annie film when that came out. And he was like, oh yeah, my daughter loved it. And I said, your daughter's a fucking prick. But I thought I said it in my head. Turns out I said it out loud.
Ooh.
And people don't like to be told their children are pricks. Don't know if anyone knew that. But I stand by it because the remake of Annie is one of the worst things that's ever been done to musical theatre. And I'll never let that go. Like, I'll fight a child. I'm not scared of kids. I grew up with them. I will fight a child. Not sorry at all. She made me a little bit racist, if I'm being honest. That, I was like, why? I fucking hated it. So angry.
Racist against gingers.
Oh no, so the new Annie's black.
Oh God, I'm so out the loop. Is she?
Oh, but that's fine then. Yeah.
Oh, but good.
It's with Jamie Foxx. It's her, Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz. I hate all of them.
Who's
now.
Jamie Foxx? Miss Hannigan?
No, Jamie Foxx's uncle, Danny Warbucks, apparently.
Oh, Christ.
Have you not seen it?
Do you know? Oh. No. I've zero interest.
It's worse than famine. It's worse than famine.
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 Yes.
As in not having enough to eat?
Yes.
Wow, right. Okay.
That's how bad I think this is.
Oh my God. And of course, Sarah Jessica Parker was Annie on Broadway.
Yes.
Yes. She's got a lot to answer for.
She does. I mean, oh, that was years ago. I still think of Sarah Jessica Parker when she did that film, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Did you see that?
No, surprisingly.
Is that not Cyndi Lauper?
That's a song.
That's the song.
Okay.
But they did a film pretty much based, and it was her and it was Helen Hunt in it. They were very good, and she played this young Catholic girl that moved to this new... It was like a girl version of Footloose, where she's now the Catholic girl that's moved to this place, and she's classically trained and learns to dance. Mm-hmm. And it's... I'm not going to lie. I still fucking love it.
Gonna have a look.
I'm trying to butch it up right now, but really, God, you're doing the best show in the world. I love it.
Have you seen Mean Girls? Because I still haven't seen that. And apparently,
I haven't seen that.
No, because that's a musical as well. Yes. They turn everything.
I haven't actually had the chance to go to the theatre for a long time, just because of comedy. So I mean, the last thing I went to see was Book of Mormon, and that's just because I got a friend in it.
But the price of things, that is prohibitive. In the West End of London, to go and see anything, it's ludicrous amounts of money.
Say what you like about the Tories. They are doing to help people is allow children to go to the theatre for free. Admittedly, the parents have got to spend £200 on tickets. Yeah. Right. But I think it's a nice gesture.
No, it's not a nice gesture because all they're doing is enabling their very rich friends to
Mine was a joke. Seriously, it's not even 1 o'clock. Money
so that they don't have to spend... Oh, come on now.
If you still have children under... Do you have children?
Yeah.
Take them to Morrison's. They'll feed them for free.
Yes,
in the cafe. Well, I mean, the food me is disgusting, but go for it.
Oh, okay. In terms of comedy, because Bruce doesn't necessarily know this, you have a huge success in comedy for being going a very relatively short time.
Yeah, it's been 7 years, I think, since I started.
Right.
And it's, but that's the thing. So it was 7 years doing comedy, but what people don't know is that I did musical theatre for like 10. So I didn't come into comedy without knowing anything about
without a performance background.
So it felt like I kind of skipped the first 5 years that a lot of comics will go through.
Yeah. Also, you did the cheat stick as well, which was you had a heart attack. So that's always good for material.
I had heart failure.
What's the difference?
One's an attack, the other is failure.
So my heart stopped pumping oxygenated blood around my body whilst I was on stage.
Do you think that's maybe because it was so sick of hearing musical theatre?
That and everything else that I put into
it. Right, okay. So are you sober now or?
Oh no, now I can drink.
Oh, good. But,
I didn't drink for like, 2 years? Because they didn't know what the cause was. But so when they said, oh, okay, we've ruled out alcohol, you can have a drink.
Back on it.
Yeah, but because I got so used to not drinking, I wasn't bothered about going out drinking anymore.
Yeah.
So now I very rarely drink, which is probably a good thing for the fridge, because the last time I came to the fridge for 5 days, I drank everything.
Except every time we seem to be together, we're drunk.
Yeah, that's why I try to avoid her, because she's a bad influence.
To herself, more than anyone.
At Glastonbury, I was like, no, I'm going to have a chilled, relaxed one. 30 seconds later, I've got vodka being poured down my throat, and I'm like, let's do more. And it was quite alcoholic.
It was bloody great.
I went on in the proper detox after Glastonbury. I was like, I can't drink for a while.
No, it was. It was a bit of a calm down.
It was bad.
No, it was bloody great though.
Yeah, it was a great run of shows. But
tell us, please, where is your show on? At what time? And where else in the city are you going to be?
The Underbelly. The Dairy Rooms.
Nice.
Dairy Room, I should say. It's only one of them. I'm on at 6:10.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on every day apart from the 15th.
Yeah, that's the day. The 15th is the day when we don't.
Can we ask you a question of the day? Do you lie?
Do I lie? Yeah. All the fucking time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What do you lie about?
Everything.
What do you think is a good lie, a bad lie, a serious lie, and not so serious lie?
Oh, so a normal lie. Like I said, I've got kids, so I've been lying constantly to them for years. And since there's some lies, you think, so we'll tell them about like Santa Claus and like Christmas. Like my theatre comes out because there's a whole production. Like Santa is real in my house.
Okay.
And then there's the tooth fairy. So the things like that, you think they're lies, mm-hmm. and we're happy to tell them. And there's stuff like when they bring home their colouring from school, you go, oh, that's really good. And then I immediately throw it away.
Mm.
That's another lie that you would tell. But then there's also, I try and get around lying by not saying anything to anyone sometimes. Like, you've been in the green room where someone has just died hard on stage. And when they walk off, it's very, very awkward. So I just leave.
So we now know what Emmanuel thinks if he leaves the green room.
If I just leave, you are shit.
That's one thing that I don't mind telling people.
You're very good at telling people.
Yes. If I'm asked a question, I'll ask them, do you really want my opinion? So it depends on what that I won't do a serious lie. If someone asks me a question, that's your fault. You should have asked you should have asked that question. I will tell you what I think. I'll try. I won't be horrible with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and say it as constructive as I can, which I've had to work on because before I like saying things in the fewest words possible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that? No, it was shit. That's quite. Everything you need to know in that sentence is right there.
Yes.
But I would stop there. And then I've had to learn, right, you can't just say that. You have to, because other people's feelings matter, apparently.
Oh, apparently. But then we don't take those into consideration quite often because there's a lot of passive-aggressive shit. There's a lot of passive-aggressive shit with people who appear to be saying nice things but are actually being
I think
conniving little bastards.
If I care about the person, I will say it nicer. That's really because it very much depends who I'm speaking to and what about. Sometimes, I'll lie because I really can't be bothered to have this conversation with you. So I might tell you what you want to hear.
Stop it.
But that one, if you don't know that I'm lying, that's your fault because I will say it incredibly sarcastically just so you know I don't give a shit.
But that was like me in a comedy club that shall remain nameless, the Stan Newcastle last weekend, and the act that was on the 10 minutes, she went, E-Pet, here before, and I went, no, and she went, oh, you'll have a lovely time. I thought, cue you patronising donkey. So yeah, no, I thought that's fine if you're going to be, and then someone else said, you doing anything at the Fringe, and I went, no. They went, you're not doing the podcast with Jojo, and I went, no, who's that?
Yeah, much easier.
Well, see, that was so, wasn't that? That was passive aggressive. They knew exactly that you were doing the podcast. So why then ask you if you're doing a show when you know you're doing a show?
All I've got to say to Robin Granger is grow up.
Flash.
It is exactly that. I think it very much depends on the person. And there's sometimes I think people lie because it's, especially in this sort of current climate, it's much easier. And I talk about it in the show where I say, if I'm asked a question, am I saying what I really think or am I saying what I think is popular?
Yeah. And there's the big difference.
Because that is something that happens a lot now because you will get asked questions or you'll be in scenarios. We now know what is the cool flag to have on your Facebook profile or the cool box to have or something like that. Mm-hmm. We follow a trend and we stick to it because it is easier.
Yeah.
So all of us really at some level lie to ourselves. That just got really deep.
It has. And on that note, we're going to tell you to fuck off.
Well, you fuck off. I hate you anyway. See, it happens.
It has been an absolute pleasure.
You've been lovely.
Give a round of applause for Emmanuel Sanobi. There we go.
I'll only follow the stage if you push me.
Right, without further ado, should we get our final victim on of the day wearing a lovely blouse? Come up, Connor Burns.
Connor Burns.
There you go. Connor. Are you well?
Should we start doing that, calling our guests the victims of the day?
We can if you'd like.
I'm not even a comedian. I just matched with Jojo on Bumble before the gig.
I know people that... Well, I'm not on Bumble anymore, so...
She paid money.
He kept my profile from earlier.
You what?
Nothing.
But you paid money to go on Bumble.
I did.
A dating app, by the way. Mm-hmm. Then complained she felt like a piece of meat and then came off it. I thought that was the whole point.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand the rules.
Silly donkey, for goodness sake. Oh, Connor, do you lie?
Connor.
Do I?
Lie.
all the time. Hi, good. My girlfriend thinks I'm at work.
Really?
No, I haven't even got a job now.
Well, of course, I know your girlfriend's mother.
Yeah.
Because I know his girlfriend.
I didn't lie to his, I'd met Connor fairly recently when we kind of got to each other. And his mother-in-law, for all intents and purposes, was a woman that I knew from yesteryear. And apparently she came in wearing a waistcoat and I went off my head going, do you work here? Are you serving drinks? Do you think this is a golf club? Look at the fucking nick of you. Why have you got that on?
She's held on to that for about 15 years.
15 years. So that's nice. It was nice to break the ice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there was no point in lying to her because it didn't look good and she should never have been wearing it.
And did she take it off immediately?
I don't know. I think I was thrown out for drinking 4 bottles of wine.
I don't know if people listening to this get this, but it can be quite stressful being friends with Bruce.
Oh, don't encourage her at the back. We're not friends. I wouldn't hang around with someone in a blouse.
Are you gonna ask me about my days when I was a bouncer?
Where were you a bouncer? The early learning centre.
I ran that soft play with an iron fist, let me tell you.
Oh my God. So there's a pub, is it McSorley's, which is up Teviot, that used to be an Irish bar, hence the name. It's now just an adult ball pit. Isn't that disgusting?
Really?
Could you imagine?
What do you mean an adult ball pit? What does
that
mean?
So a ball pit for children, but for adults. It's quite fucking simple. Yes. What do you discuss in your show, Connor? Tease us with a theme.
It's basically an angry letter to the last couple of years. Just me getting some stuff off my chest. So it's in a nice way.
It's kind of like therapy.
That is. Mm-hmm. It is.
And you're in this room.
I'm in this room.
This actual room where we are recording the podcast.
A bit busier.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It's only day one. I mean, your little bitch.
You have seen where the venue is, so unlikely.
Yeah.
Did you know this was where you were going to be when you agreed to do the Fringe?
Yeah. Yes. Passive aggressive question. No, I did. Luckily, you know, I sell so many tickets, doesn't matter where I am. So, true.
No, I know it's not true.
I need these people. I need you to come back here at 8:20 for my show, please.
Oh, they can't. They're with a sick woman and they have to
bring
to go.
Her, honestly.
Oh, no, you don't want her.
We could have her laying out on the front seat.
It's the last thing anyone wants. Did you know that the backstage was a kitchen?
To be honest, I came here to see the venue for the first time the other day. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know we had a backstage. So the kitchen is
I'm delighted.
I am going to have to pee in that sink at some point now.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't think the receptionist will enjoy that.
The glamour of backstage, that'd be fantastic.
Showbiz.
Have you ever been caught short? Had to wee in a sink before?
No, I did. I've never had to pee in a sink. I had a UTI. A few months ago, urinary tract infection.
Oh, Christ, like you don't know.
Jojo, if Jojo gets another one, she gets a free latte at the clinic. She's one stamp away.
She's essentially Dot Cotton's laundrette. It's just a spin drum of filth.
No, I didn't know I had a UTI, though. I didn't know I had one.
Well, it's very rare, gentlemen, to get a UTI.
This is why.
External lips. Yeah.
That's what you have.
Yes.
No, I know that.
Because when you wee-wee, you're closer to the ground. Oh, no, sorry, I'm talking to the dog. But no, that's because you're a bit... doesn't matter, and I don't want to think about that. Go on.
Well, I woke up in the puddle.
Of wee-wees?
Aye.
So you wet yourself?
I wet myself, but I was so sure it wasn't me that I woke up my girlfriend and went, you've peed the bed. And she went, oh my God, have I? And she was bone dry. And it was great. We took the covers off and it was just a perfect circle around me.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. And
that's like the sort of original phase of gaslighting, that
well,
is,
well,
isn't
it? It's the only time I've been glad to find out that I was ill.
Oh, right, okay.
Because then I was like, well, is this it now? I pissed
myself.
The bed.
I had a friend who will... actually, because it's a shame. I remember they'd spent a fortune on furniture to help their spine or their limbs or whatever. And
Katie knows who it is.
Yes, and suffice to say, they had a bit of an accident and they got an awful fright and basically said, if this is a window into my future, I'd rather die.
It's horrible because I feel like peeing yourself is sometimes scarier than, you know, the other end.
Have you ever shat yourself?
I'm just going to throw it out here. My father's double incontinent in a home, so this is a real treat for me chatting about this. Last time I went in, he had his only working index finger dipping about, going, oh, that feels nice.
I have to answer the question, but it's not really that funny a story. I thought it was a safe.
It was just disgusting.
I thought it was a safe fart.
Yeah.
I've sharted many times.
My favourite chatting yourself story was a mate of mine went to see Scotland play rugby. Mm-hmm. And of course, like loads of the Scotland fans turn up in kilts for the games. It was half time and the men's toilets was full. So there's a big queue at the door and there was a guy standing at the urinal having a pee and he farted and a wee bit of shit hit the floor between his legs. At least he was a true Scotsman.
Yeah, yeah, you know? No, absolutely. Committed to the cause.
Little nugget.
So it was like a paintball gun.
Did he have any
shooting pellets?
I don't know what he had.
Shooting blanks.
I hope he had some wet ones in his wee spot.
I would hope that he had something. I mean, even.
But my show is quite high brow now.
It's called Live, Laugh, Loathe.
Yeah.
And do you loathe?
I do. Do you know, it's one of those things, you all know this. I feel like sometimes punters aren't aware, but a lot of the time you have to name the show before you've written the show. And you don't want to be too specific because then you've really fucked yourself the rest of the
day. Yeah, you can get tied down to a theme that you know. But
the one theme that I noticed with most of the stuff that I wrote is anger.
Mm-hmm. Are you an angry person?
I'm not. It's not really an angry show either. But it is. I feel like if you're only angry at some stuff in the last 2 years,
I think that's where the honesty comes in. Depending on the range of anger, but that's where the true honesty comes. Is if you do get a bit riled up about something and angry and pissed off, that you just got to go. I think there's got to be a truth. There's got to be a truth to comedy. I
want to reassure. It is funny. Like it's fun.
Yeah. Very funny.
But it's like. A lot of it is about the fact that even though this is because I feel like this is the pandemic is where I lost faith completely in humanity. I was trying to be positive, but I thought if we've all just gone through the exact same thing, the whole world.
For no fucking reason.
I don't want to fucking start that. Right? Sorry. But I was like, if we can't unite through that, we're fucked.
Yeah.
And we couldn't. We're still bickering. With masks on, masks off.
No, we aren't.
Can I just stop you here? Because I've done the last 2 years with.
We have. But we are fucked. I think as you've this is my new catchphrase for everything. Like, my answer to everything is that's why I'm going to go and live in a van. Yeah.
I feel like the last time everyone in the world was going through something was probably World War II. Mm-hmm. And that's when, stiff upper lip and people banded together and got through it. We were expecting us to do the stiff upper lip bit, and then we never went out on Thursday night and hit a frying pan for the nurses, and then everybody fucking hated
each
other. Oh
my God, I've got an air fryer. You're so retro. Love it.
You didn't get much acoustics of an air fryer.
I wouldn't be soiling my air fryer.
But have been some benefits. I've trimmed down my friendship list. So that's saved me a lot of fucking time.
Or was that done for you?
Jojo's Christmas card list. Jojo's Christmas card list.
Eggnog for one.
Our Christmas card list is a pamphlet, but our hit list is a novel. Absolutely.
Well, Bruce actually does have a list.
Of course he does.
Are you on the list?
No one wants to be on my list. If you're on my list, you're fucked.
Yeah. Because you've got people that are on the sort of semi-list that are in the area of forgiveness, but there's quite a lot of people that
can't come
back.
I think the best thing you can be to Bruce is anonymous. And that's the only way to... It's like the KGB. You're like, I don't want them to know where I am or what I'm up to. We done a wee BBC radio recording together and you left your scarf behind at the recording and you told the staff, give it to Connor and he'll have... And I didn't see you for a few weeks. So it's my mum's time. And I'm doing the nice thing here. I went down to the Stand Comedy Club on a night off, which are more common than I'd care to mention.
Yes.
Well, and I dropped in the scarf for you And I got a message after, because I didn't, you were on stage, so I dropped it to the staff and I says, that's for Bruce. And I thought, I'll get a nice thank you message. Yeah, I got a message that said, it must have been nice for you to finally have a good quality fabric in the house over the last year. And there was a message I got
and
back.
And I stand by went, that because it was a cashmere mix.
I bet you hung that in the living room and invited people over.
I did. I thought it would be nice for them to finger a quality fabric. And I, you know, exhibit A. Look at the shower curtain that we're wearing. Is your girlfriend dressing you these days? Because this will avoid any unwanted sexual attention.
This is the only effective contraceptive during the Fringe. Yeah.
It was funny, actually, because going on about people that and all that kind of stuff, your mother-in-law's ex-partner from the Northeast, I remember...
Thanks for making this
really
it's possible just, to share with
do
them.
Do you not remember that his then new bird, there was a photo of her taken in a wheelie bin that they'd filled up with water? It was like a plunge pool. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Oh, they say it was a good idea to avoid butteries. They're an Aberdonian delicacy. She was huge. I don't know how they got her into this thing.
We
do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
She was a dirty woman,
we
actually.
We said that she was the woman that ate Carly. That's what we said.
Oh, my God. That's probably true. I wonder if she's choking on that waistcoat.
We're going to get into so much trouble.
Where can people find you?
Here in this room, just at what time? Nucleus, 8:20.
Right. Okay. Every and night. Have you sold tickets?
There's room. I've sold about 20 tickets.
That's
so
decent. We've barely started yet, darling. I think we're getting a nice.
No, tomorrow's nearly sold out. It's doing well.
Good.
But it's, you know, the weeknights are always. Absolutely. You need to drag.
Oh well, and
in.
Of course the nights are drawing in.
And people are dragging their heels and people are not liking to part with their money too quickly. They're leaving things to the last minute.
This show is £5, Jojo. £5.
It's £5. It's all,
£5.
It's also,
people spend more on a can of gin.
I know. And we're also at the half price hut, so it's actually £2.50.
Yeah, and we're actually going to do a 2-for-1 on the £2.50. It's £1.25. The show's free. We can't sell out.
What I would say, though, is... any show, Matro's £10. This is a fiver. What I would say is, with the cost of living crisis, it would cost you more to have the power on in your house
exactly.
for an hour.
Good point.
Get out.
That's why everyone should get an air fryer because you won't use your oven.
What a beautiful big bow to tie off on this
absolutely.
Conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Connor.
No problem.
Hey.
Thank you, Connor. Well, there you go, Jojo. We've done
what, my darling?
Done our show.
We have. Well done, us.
I don't do that.
Do it.
Don't do it. No, I'm not doing it. It's not the 90s.
Left me
late
hanging.
We've done well.
We have done very well.
We've
congratulations.
Done well.
A, we turned up.
Yeah.
B, we liked all of our guests because that's not going to be happening every day, is it?
But did we? Yeah. Did we? We'll talk about who I liked and who I didn't after the show.
Yes, thank you. And a pleasure. Pleasure to share
pleasure
the stage
always.
And the airwaves or whatever it is we're doing with this. And thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much
for
coming.
To be in
particularly
our
out of town nurse and the staff member. Where's Ailey gone? It's just, I need another coffee. If you could feed that back. Right. Okay. Thank you very much,
thank
ladies
you
and gentlemen.
Much.
Do come
bye.
Back. Bye-bye.
Being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.